the mindfulness of breathing. Just beginning by allowing yourself to settle wherever it is that you're doing this practice. We can do this by allowing in the sounds around us. It's becoming present in the environment that we're in. And starting to become aware of the contact between your body and the seat you're sitting on. And giving yourself permission to really settle into the seat for your weight to be fully taken. You might have a sense of the tailbone moving down towards the earth beneath you. And sinking your awareness now down into your feet. And aware of the contact between your feet and the surface they're on. See if you can get a sense of the texture of the surface they're resting on. Perhaps also a sense of the temperature. Just resting into the solid base of support beneath you. And then starting to bring your awareness to rest on the breath, just as it is. It doesn't need to be any particular way. So we just meet every breath as it unfolds, allowing it to be short, long, ragged, uneasy, or easy, however it is that your breath is just now. And in this first stage of the mindfulness of breathing, we just drop a count in at the very end of every out-breath. So at the end of your next out-breath, count one. As you breathe in and then out again, at the end of that breath, count two. And we can just continue counting the breath in this way until you reach 10, or until you realize you've become distracted. Either way, just start again back at 1. And the counting is really just a way of allowing our mind to settle, giving it something else to focus on. It's a concentration aid. So we want to be experiencing the breath in the body. Whatever that means for you, it could be the swelling of the belly or the chest, sensations of air in the nostrils or throat, or something else. And just dropping the count in at the end of every out-breath to help steady the mind. This is a training, so our task is just to bring the mind gently back to the breath every time we notice it's wandered, and it will. Where was your mind when the bell rang? What were you thinking about? How were you feeling? Just bringing some awareness every time we realize we're distracted. And again, just coming gently back to the breath. In the second stage, we're going to shift the count, so rather than counting at the end of each out-breath, we now drop the count in when we first start to feel that sense of the body taking air in on the in-breath. So as we start to breathe in, count one. Breathe in. And when you've breathed out and you start to breathe in again, count two. And so on again, up until 10, or until you realize you've drifted off, and just start at one again. So we need to be curious, and perhaps bring a sort of playful curiosity to that sense of when the body first starts to breathe in. And as best we can, we're looking for a kind awareness, which means we don't start judging ourselves if we have a busy mind during this meditation session, if we can't stay focused on the breath for very long. We just notice that we've wandered. Notice what it is that took us away, if we can. And then just with a kind attitude, bring that mind, bring that awareness back to the breath. and counting at the beginning of each breath. Taking a moment to check in with your posture. Perhaps breathing in a soothing breath into any places of tension or pain that might be developing. So, for example, we might imaginatively breathe into the shoulders if they're starting to get a bit tense. And as we breathe out, just have a sense of allowing, giving permission for that tension to soften. And in this third stage, we're going to drop the counting and see how we go without that additional anchor for our awareness. So our anchor now is purely the breath itself. And it can help to get really curious about what it is that tells us we're breathing. Is it the sense of expansion in the ribs, the chest, the belly as you breathe in and softening as we breathe out? Is it a flutter of air in the nostrils or the throat or at the top of the lip? So just resting our awareness on the breath. Just remembering that you do have a choice whether to follow thoughts or not. They're bound to come in. Seeing if we can just allow them to float across as if the thought is a cloud in a clear blue sky. Just allowing it to move through while we continue to rest our awareness on the breath. And if we're getting drawn away by thoughts that have a strong emotional charge to them, being as kind and tender with yourself as you can be. It's just taking a soothing breath and acknowledging that you're experiencing difficult thoughts, painful thoughts. Just continuing to breathe with kindness as best you can. As we enter this last stage of the mindfulness of breathing, just tuning in to the place where you first feel the breath enter the body, or where you last feel it leave the body. It's often somewhere around the nostrils or the upper lip, but it might be somewhere different for you. So just seeing if you can get a sense of that place. And when you've located it, just centering your awareness in that area. So, for example, if it is in the nostrils, just placing your awareness in the nostrils. And simply experiencing the flow of sensation here as the breath flows into the body and flows out of the body. And if you find the images helpful, you might imagine that there is a feather floating through the air being carried along by the wind currents. And our awareness is just resting on the breath in the same very responsive, light way. Almost as if we are just following the breath in a dance. If we drift off again, just noticing that we've done that. Bringing our awareness back to rest on this place in the body where we first or last feel the breath enter or leave. Just gently now, starting to broaden your awareness a bit. So let's begin by getting a sense of that contact between our feet and the surface they're in contact with. Again, having a sense of the weight of the body on the seat. The sounds around you, both inside and outside. And when you're ready, just starting to open your eyes.